A long time ago, there lived an old shoemaker. His name was Panov, but wherever he went in the village, he was known as Papa Panov, because everyone was so fond of him. A Papa Panov was not very rich, but he was quite happy, most of the time. On this particular day, it was different. It was Christmas Eve, and he was all alone. Papa Panov sighed and sat down in his wicker chair. He opened an old brown book and began to read. He read how a little boy, Jesus, was born, not in a good warm house, but in a cow shed, because there wasn't any room at the inn where his mother and father had asked to stay the night. "Deary, deary," said Papa Panov, pulling on his long moustache.
Oxford Circus is the primary junction in the West End and one of the busiest spaces in London. As a result, users of the circus experience overcrowding, restricted movement, and an overall hostile environment, problems which are compounded by its design and the prevalence of street clutter. Atkins, the leading design and engineering consultancy, has proposed a comprehensive redesign of Oxford Circus, which aims to provide more space for pedestrians through reduced street clutter, footway widening, and iconic diagonal crossings.
The yellow part of the egg, the yolk, is the food the young chick needs whilst growing inside the shell. At first, the chick looks like a white blob, but after only 2 days, it's grown a heart. Can you see it beating? Blood vessels form to carry food from the yolk to the tiny growing chick. After 12 days, the chick has grown legs, eyes, a beak, and claws, and is beginning to take on a more recognizable shape. After 15 days, feathers start to appear. And after 21 days, the chick is fully grown and ready to crack out of its shell.
I'm a giraffe, and I'm really tall. I have the longest neck of all, and very, very long legs.
Well, I'm a warthog, and I'm short, and my legs aren't as long as giraffes, so I can't even reach to have a scratch. This rock will do, though.